Now to South Africa and the true story of two young men from Cape Town who dreamed of becoming magicians.
I really appreciate what magic has done to my life.
The way I think now of magic is not something like that's to make me rich or anything. It's to make people happy and entertain people.
The new film, Do You Believe in Magic, follows the journey of Leslie and Mfundo from the tiny College of Magic in Cape Town to the glitz of Las Vegas. That's where they compete in the World Teenage Magic Championship. Daniel Roth directed the film and recently spoke with NPR's Tony Cox.
First of all, thanks for coming in. We appreciate having you on the show.
Well, thanks. I'm delighted to be here. I really am.
Tell us how you came across this story.
It was March of 2006. I was reading the New York Times, and I read an article in the paper about a school in Cape Town, South Africa, called the College of Magic. And I became intrigued by the story, and the story went on to say that the kids who attend this school, all teenagers, come in from all over Cape Town. Many of the kids come in from the townships. And it's a school that was founded by a gentleman named David Gore. It's completely voluntary. And the kids come in on Saturday mornings and they learn to be magicians. The kids who are the most successful go on to Las Vegas to compete in the World Teenage Magic Championships. And I read the story and I thought, this is a great story and I'd like to make a movie about it. I really didn't know anything other than what I read in the paper.
The young people that you profiled in the documentary, one thing that struck me was how enthusiastic they were. I mean, they really got into this.
Oh, yeah. The kids, all the kids at the College of Magic are, I mean, I don't know about all of them, but certainly the vast majority of them, because they don't have to go. It's completely voluntary. It's purely driven by their own sense of passion or their own curiosity. Some of the kids study juggling and some of them study mime. It's apparently the only school in the world that's specifically for aspiring teenage magicians. And the school's been in existence now for about 30 years. And it was opened during apartheid to everyone. So 30 years ago, that was a pretty radical thing for the founder to do.
Certainly was. You know, there are a number of kids that we see in the film, but two young men are profiled.
My name is Funo Sundiala. I've been coming to the school for 5 years. I started in 2002. I want to do like big stuff, like when the people are amazed and you get to entertain a large number of people.
My name is Lizzy Sitsegeto.
I've been at the college for 6 years. I think I am going to make it big in magic, and I've got a bright future in magic.
Tell us about those two young men.
Well, Mfundo and Leslie are the two young men that the movie centers around, because I thought that their journey was the most interesting. Leslie is very shy and very withdrawn as a young man, but when he gets up on stage, he kind of lights up the place. Leslie's kind of the tall, skinny, quiet one, and Mfundo is a kind of shorter and very affable, welcoming soul, and you know, it was a great team. And of course, I didn't know any of this when I read the article. This all unfolded when I went over there and I started filming and then went back again. I traveled with the kids from Cape Town to Las Vegas.
38 hours.
Yes, indeed. 38 hours. It was a brutal trip. And then a week in Las Vegas. I'm not sure which was worse, 38 hours on a plane or a week in Las Vegas. But we got the movie, and the kids, they did very well. They made it to the semifinals.
Western Cape junior stage champion, Leslie Setsegeko.
It's a first place trophy for Cape junior magician. I was the champ for this year. I wasn't expecting to win because I did mistakes in my act, but I don't think the people saw it.
Yeah, it's a real journey. It's also a metaphor, in my opinion, for the journey that the country of South Africa is going on. And I think there are interesting uses of the word magic during the movie that don't specifically pertain to sleight of hand. one of the gentlemen who had been imprisoned by the South African police referred to Mandela's freedom as magic, and that the changes that were going on in the country were magical. So in one sense, it is a journey about these two young men, but it's also about the miracle that's going on, I believe, in South Africa. So it shines a light on that as well.
You know, you talked about magic versus real magic, and particularly in Africa, there is an association, is there not, between magic and witchcraft?
Yeah, absolutely. And Mfundo's mother said when her son first approached him about wanting to go to the College of Magic, and I'm quoting her now, these are not my words, she said, oh, no, you know, that's witchcraft. And so she, as a mother, had to overcome her own cultural conditioning that this wasn't witchcraft. And as she says in the movie, her son explained, no, it's just tricks and you could learn it. Anybody can learn it. And you go to a school or you read a book and you learn how to do these tricks and it's not witchcraft.
Final question is this. Is there a future, do you think, for any of these kids in magic?
I don't know if Leslie or Mfundo will have a future in magic. I really don't know. But according to what David, the headmaster, said, I think he said something like 1,700 pupils have gone through the doors of the College of Magic, and approximately 20 or 30 of them are earning a living as magicians. We met an alumni, actually, of the College of Magic in South Africa, and he's quite a successful magician. So the best answer I can tell you is maybe, but as David was quick to point out, these kids have learned, they've gotten all kinds of life skills and presentation skills and confidence and performance, and some of them work behind the scenes in lighting and set decoration. So it's a great organization. David Gore deserves all the credit in the world for opening this school when he did, against all odds, and in welcoming everyone as a political statement, by the way. It wasn't some naive guy that just said, okay, let's put on a magic show.
Daniel, thank you so much for coming in. Good luck with the project.
Thank you. That would be great.
Daniel Roth directed the documentary Do You Believe in Magic? He's also the author of a collection of poetry called Ordinary Life in Three Acts. He spoke with NPR's Tony Cox.